Good morning. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. This morning's spotlight shines on the Sebastopol Center for the Arts tribute evening of Sonoma County's second poet laureate, David Bromidge. The event will be happening this Friday, August 17th at 6 p.m. at the Center for the Arts in Sebastopol. I'm joined by Cecilia Bell, who will tell us all about it. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
Tell us a bit about the life and works of David Bromidge and your connection with him.
Well, David had a very long and varied career. He started writing when he was a student in London. He emigrated to Canada and ended up at the University of British Columbia. And from there began to win a series of scholarships. At that time, he won the Woodrow Wilson Award and came down to Berkeley, and we were lucky enough to get him. From Berkeley, he came to Sonoma State, and that was his first full-time poetry teaching gig. While he was at Berkeley, he made a tremendous connection with a lot of the Berkeley area poets and the language poets, and at that time, Robert Duncan was a very famous poet, and an entirely new writing scene was emerging, and David was part of it and continued to be part of it for his whole life. And because he went from Berkeley to Sonoma State benefited because David taught there for 23 years, starting in 1970, and he brought with him all those connections. And over the years, he hosted the Sonoma State poetry festivals. He brought readers up that never would have made it up here back then, and everyone benefited from it. And during those 23 years also, David influenced and encouraged thousands of students and community members with their writing.
That's wonderful. He contributed a lot to Sonoma County
in
the area.
Yes, he did.
And tell us about the tribute evening.
Well, I'm very excited about that as well. The book that has come out, it's a book launch for the book called If Wants to Be the Same as Is, The Essential Poetry of David Bromidge. And it was edited by Ron Silliman, Bob Perelman, and Jack Crick. Now, it took 9 years to edit this book. Now, they're full-time professors and have creative writing careers of their own, so it wasn't 9 years straight. However, this book is about, well, it's close to 500 pages, and they went through thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of writing that I had inherited from David's archive to come up with this book, which they believed was the essential poems, and it draws on 22 different books that David wrote over the course of his lifetime. So they will be reading, and they'll be joined by local guest readers, Gillian Connolly, who is at Sonoma State, Pat Nolan, well-known poet in our community, Cole Swenson as well, and Jonah Raskin, who used to also teach at Sonoma State. So that's going to be the first part of the evening. And they'll be having recollections about things they remember about David and each having a chance to read some of their favorite poems from the book. The second part of the evening is a film made by a friend and international photographer, poet, and filmmaker. And he made this documentary with David over the last years of his life. And it's done through a series of conversations that happened when they would get together, and he's pieced it together and also draws on previous times in David's life and has photographs of some of his younger years as well as these last years. So what I'm excited about that particular part is that no one has seen this movie except for myself and a few other people. And I think for a lot of people, it's going to be a real experience to have a chance to be with David again.
That's very touching. Once again, I've been joined by Cecilia Bell. We have been talking about the Sebastopol Center for the Arts tribute evening of Sonoma County's second poet laureate, David Bromidge. The event will happen this Friday, August 17th, at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. An entrance donation of $10 is suggested, with no one turned away for lack of funds. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.